34 Australians released from a camp in northern Syria holding families of suspected IS group militants have returned to the detention centre. Syrian officials cited technical reasons between the families and the government in Damascus for their return, with one claiming it's a purely procedural issue to be resolved today, with the families still set to leave. Co-director of the camp, Hokimya Mohammed, has told Reuters the 34 Australians had been given into the care of members of their families who'd come to Syria for the release. They were put on small buses for Damascus ahead of their departure from the country with a military escort, but were then returned to the camp. Thousands of people believed to be linked to IS militants have been held at the Rojh camp since the jihadist group was driven from its final territorial foothold in Syria in 2019. A statement from the Australian government says it will not repatriate people from Syria, adding that security agencies are monitoring the situation to ensure they're prepared for any Australians seeking to return to Australia.